Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 6, 2020. My article in Newsmax, A Way to Reverse Dismal Prediction of Cyclical Pandemics. Sally Davis, former chief medical officer for England, wrote on The Guardian that COVID-19 is neither the first nor the last health emergency we will face. My fellow scientists estimate that we will face a pandemic or health emergency at least once every 5 years from here on. There is a chance that this is the optimistic scenario. The reality could be far worse. I think the prediction is both good news and bad news. It is good news because scientists are beginning to realize that the pandemic isn't a one-time event, but part of a permanent process of change. At the same time, it is bad news because scientists have no clue as to what to do about it. They offer dubious solutions to mitigate the destruction these crises will inflict on humanity, but they have no idea how to prevent them, how to reverse the dismal trajectory, and they don't even think in that direction. Are we then doomed to suffer from here on? No, we're not. By strengthening our solidarity, we can reverse the trajectory and prevent such crises from happening altogether. In 2015, Julianne Holt-Lunstad, renowned neuroscientist and psychologist at Brigham Young University, published an extensive analysis that looked into the influence of social isolation, loneliness and living alone on people's health. The results were notable in light of today's pandemic. She found that social isolation led to an increased rate of mortality of 29%, and living alone by 32%, no matter the subject's age, gender, location or culture. The New Yorker published on March 23. In a recent interview for the Israeli newspaper Haaretz, Holt-Lunstad said that being socially active not only prolongs our life expectancy, but also influences our health in other ways, such as resistance to viruses, translated from Hebrew. In the interview, Holt-Lunstad also referred to a Carnegie Mellon University study that found that people with many solid social ties have a better immune system and better resistance to viruses of the common cold, while people with few social ties were significantly more vulnerable. The researcher stressed that while we should not disobey authorities' instructions regarding social distancing and wearing masks, we should make a conscious effort to maintain social ties under these limitations. These conclusions coincide with what I have been saying since the beginning of the outbreak, but there are more conclusions to be drawn from these findings. I think we shouldn't take a passive approach here but rather be much more proactive. Viruses have been around long before the COVID-19 outbreak. We could have been infected long ago but we weren't because our immune system was stronger. Especially over the last several decades, we have been growing increasingly isolated, and therefore weaker. This isolation is part of what researchers Jean-Marie Twenge and William Keith Campbell call a narcissus epidemic. In their aptly titled book The Narcissus Epidemic, Living in the Age of Entitlement, they established that over the past few decades, we have seen an exponential growth in narcissistic tendencies among young people and the general population. In simple words, we are growing far more egoistic than before, far more quickly than before, and therefore far more lonely. By doing so, we are weakening our immune system and exposing ourselves to health threats that didn't used to pose any risk before. This is why I keep saying that we will not find a vaccine nor a cure for the coronavirus, since even if we find something for this plague, another, even worse menace will quickly replace it. Now, finally, medicine corroborates. If we want to protect ourselves from viruses and other forms of natural crises, we have to work on our social cohesion, on our relations with each other, on our solidarity as a society, and in our communities. This is not a theoretical assumption, it is a practical measure we must take in order to protect ourselves and our loved ones from getting sick and dying or remaining maimed. How we relate to one another, how we build our social networks, what we project to others, and what values we install in society all have a real impact on our health. Well-connected people are not only much happier, they are also much healthier. Next time we want to trash someone on social media or even to our friends, we should think twice before doing so, it will backfire on us. And after we stop trashing, let's start building a positive society, one that values caring and helping out. Let's not be selfish, it simply doesn't pay. Discover a new worldview during time of crisis. New book, New World, New Thinking, by Kabbalist Dr. Michael Laitman. My thoughts on Twitter, October 6, 2020. When the force of bestowal and the force of reception are united into proper form, amplifying one another in the middle line, it manifests in man not as simply the sum of the right and the left lines, but as each line demonstrating the oppositeness of the other line, and exalting it. We receive two qualities from above, the good and the evil inclinations. The good inclination stems from the Creator via Abraham. The evil inclination that manifests in creation stems from the Creator who had created it. It is our work to unite these two forces the right way, and we must carry it out. Man, Adam, means similar, dome, to the Creator. Jacob is the most important of the three patriarchs, which are qualities that are revealed within man to the extent of his similarity to the Creator. The quality of Jacob is called Tiferet, beauty, grandness, honor. These are the Creator's qualities revealed in creation. Jacob is the most important spiritual quality. Abraham symbolizes bestowal from the Creator. Isaac signifies the revelation of the will to enjoy in creation. Jacob is the combination of these two qualities, bestowal and reception, the right and left lines as a result of man's inner work. As he connects the two lines, he becomes like the Creator. We use our will to enjoy solely to impose upon it the authority of the will to bestow. Only in this form do we allow ourselves to work with our ego. And when we correct it in this manner, the middle line, Jacob, will come out. Men must undergo all the changes within, to cancel himself completely before the quality of Hest. To slightly awaken critical thinking and allow the will to enjoy to manifest. Then to combine Hest, the quality of Abraham, with Gvura, the quality of Isaac via faith above reason. The quality of Abraham, Hest, fills all the space created by the Creator. The Creator wishes to see all the creatures united in love and unity with him. The creature appears only after the birth of Isaac, the will to enjoy that is attached to Abraham's quality of bestowal. The holiday of Sukkot is the beginning of the construction of the soul. The soul begins from the quality of Abraham, Hest, bestowal, an open heart aimed toward love for all creatures, for their benefit. You cannot reach the goal of creation in this form, for in the quality of Abraham there is no quality of creation, the will to enjoy. A special trend of our time. We have made another day's progress, but the question is, have we really made progress? The world is advancing according to the program of creation and reveals more and more breakage in itself. What do we do in the same measure for correction? How far do we move forward and want to connect the world or at least try to explain the tendency of its development? Where is it going, and what for? Do we match this pace of development? I do not see any other groups in the world that could do this. Humanity must learn about the program of creation, its purpose, the upper force that governs us, and what form it leads us to. But so far, we see that another day has passed and humanity is only sinking lower and lower, and so it continues. We do not yet feel that we can keep up with this current and be the shofar, horn, notifying everyone of what is happening. In our time, the most important thing is an explanation so that everyone knows what happened to us, who is doing it, for what purpose, in what direction we are going, and how we should act. The upper force works on us, helps us to change and move with it, and use all the forces of our development. I hope that each of us will feel responsible for the world. This is why Israel is called the chosen people, to set an example and explain to all mankind what needs to be done. The world has reached the last stage of correction, which is the revelation of evil, and we need to help it reveal this evil as quickly as possible. How quickly we move to the next stage and begin to come to goodness depends on this. The revelation of evil occurs in our egoism, which divides us, and makes us feel more distant day by day. We all suffer, and yet we do not want any rapprochement either between countries, people, neighbors, and even within the family. There is no such person who is connected to others and feels as a part of all of humanity as a single system. This is the revelation of evil that we must first go through in order to understand the essence of our nature. Without this, we cannot change for the better and connect to become a single system, one person, Adam. Depending on how quickly we understand and feel this, transmitting this feeling and understanding to humanity, the coronavirus epidemic will turn into a positive force that unites people. Instead of that, it is separating us, by driving each of us in a different corner and locking us up. If our thoughts will be correct, then we can get closer to each other and the virus will not be able to hurt us. It is now, when egoism is revealed in the form of a coronavirus, that it helps us to distance ourselves from each other. But if we will be armed with restriction, screen, and reflected light, in order not to think about ourselves but only of our connection, if we do not worry about our own welfare but the connection between us all, we can rise above the forces of separation and begin to properly connect as one man with one heart. All this depends on how much we see a negative tendency and understand that it is for our benefit because it helps us to change in a good way. The evil inclination is called evil because of our egoistic intention. But if we turn this intention into bestowal, then all the power of evil will turn into good. It all depends on us. We need to quickly understand this and implement it between us, to serve as an example to the whole world. All paths are open to us. Every day more and more opportunities open up which we just need to implement between us, and then all over the world. Our personal advancement and correction depend on it. After all, everyone can achieve their own personal goal only if they have realized the common goal. This is the uniqueness of the last generation. The world is changing with great speed and is beginning to realize that it has reached despair, which was not the case 6 months ago. Do we feel that we are moving fast enough and understand more to embody the right form of humanity between us, and show it to the world? Our group is a mini-humanity. The connection between us must become so correct and strong that we are not afraid of any epidemic nor virus. Nothing can harm us, not people, viruses, or natural disasters if we connect with each other correctly with the right intention and build good relations. An example of such a connection will be the best and most effective dissemination in relation to the whole of humanity. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson September 25, 2020, Shemati number 40 to what is the acronym Elul in the work? My new article on LinkedIn concerning law and order and the First Amendment. Lately, there has been a lot of talk about police brutality. The issue of police brutality has always been there, but with the rising racial tensions in America, every incident seems to make headlines and stir up protest, often regardless of the circumstances. If the current trend continues, the U.S. will fall into anarchy and all 330 million Americans will suffer. To be clear, assembling in order to protest is a right that is protected by the First Amendment, and so is freedom of speech. The problem with protesting begins when it is used for civilian brutality against other civilians and against private and public property. When the First Amendment speaks of the right to demonstrate, it clearly affirms the right of the people peaceably to assemble. But when a protest is not peaceful, when it is used in order to intimidate, abuse, destroy property and hurt people, in my view, the police must interfere, disband it, and restore law and order. Disputes aren't meant to be resolved because diversity is the engine of development and progress. When we embrace it, we grow. When we reject it, we wither. In the current open season against the police, it loses legitimacy in its own eyes, since officers no longer feel that they are representing the interest of the public. If we want chaos, that's the way to go. But if this is what we want, we shouldn't complain if anarchists and hooligans destroy city centers, disrupt the lives of tens of thousands of people for months without any repercussions, wreck stores and burn businesses for no apparent reason, and turn people's lives into hell. For those who have already been affected by the maiming of police, it will take years to recover, if they do at all. If the current trend continues, the US will fall into anarchy and all 330 million Americans will suffer. If we want to change things for the better, it has to happen through positive deliberation. But first, people have to realize that America is a country where everyone has a place. It is a country of diversity. This, in fact, is the beauty of America. Currently, instead of being proud of it, people are trying to make their own kind dominant. So the first thing that people must see is that they are all part of one system, one country. Every faction has its needs and wants, but the factions complement each other and not cancel each other out. Only once people have developed such a state of mind can they start deliberating constructively. Once everyone agrees that this country belongs to all its citizens, they can disagree, argue, and even hate each other, as long as there is an overarching sense of belonging to one country, one nation under God, to quote the Pledge of Allegiance. With this oneness in mind, debates, however fierce, will only strengthen the unity of the nation and enrich its people with new perspectives. Disputes aren't meant to be resolved because diversity is the engine of development and progress. When we embrace it, we grow. When we reject it, we wither. Michael Lateman, on Quora, what are the necessary skills for 21st century students and future leaders? Future leaders will need to know how to unite people above their differences and divisions. Of course, this does not mean using force against people's will, as it has been done in the past. Instead, we will need leaders who will seek to unite absolutely everyone. The primal importance of unifying all people is tough to understand, since we currently live in us versus them scenarios. However, with further development, we will need to reach new heights of understanding how nature works inside and outside us, and by doing so, realize how to rise above human nature and enter into positive connection with others. Our positive connection with each other will harmonize us with nature's perfectly connected and altruistic quality, and by achieving balance with nature, we will experience a whole new kind of life, happiness, health, confidence, and safety, the likes of which we currently cannot imagine. Future leaders will have to be equipped with knowledge, wisdom and experience in rising above their egoistic nature in order to positively connect with others, as well as the ability to guide others to do the same. They must perceive and sense nature's altruistic and integral nature, its purpose and value, understand the process humanity is undergoing, and the moment in human development that we have reached, that the time has come for us, humans, to balance with nature by uniting above our differences and divisions. Future leaders should be experienced in the paths that can guide people to unite above their divisive drives, and know how to draw the necessary strength to aid the process of connection with others above the cunning human ego. Other than basic survival needs, human nature is egoistic, a desire to enjoy at the expense of others, while on the contrary, the surrounding nature is altruistic, operating to bind everything and everyone together. Therefore, in our connections, we will need to invert our nature from egoistic to altruistic, and by doing so, we will resemble the interconnectedness and interdependence of the surrounding nature. Future leaders will thus need to be able to guide people to undergo the transformation from egoistic to altruistic, hateful to loving, and divisive to positively connected. Moreover, since they will rise above the human ego in positive connection with others, and project altruism, concern, consideration, and responsibility toward others, then they would also become concerned about the whole of humanity, not only their own country, region, city, or other grouping that they lead directly. By caring that humanity as a whole unites above its differences and divisions, and placing their own direct area of responsibility within the wider envelope of humanity's perfect connection, like how cells and organs function within their host organisms, then the world will be on course to discovering the perfection that stems from our entering into balance with nature. The main thing in raising children. Question: nowadays, short tips for raising children are very popular on the internet. Can you provide top advice on parenting? Answer: the most important thing in raising children is to organize them correctly so that they are not squeezed into the framework of today's school and even kindergarten, so that they are brought up more in a good connection with each other, based on the right examples from adults. Children learn everything from their elders. If we show them the correct relationship between people in all aspects of life, then they will also begin to relate correctly to each other and to nature. Question: a somewhat strange question is often asked online, is it necessary to raise children at all? Answer: all raise children, even animals, moreover, people. They are obliged to do that. Without education, a person will grow worse than an animal. From CabTV's Kabbalah Express, September 1, 2020. Conflict resolution. Question: what does it mean to resolve a conflict? Answer: to resolve a conflict means rising to the next level of our development with its help, not in order to soften the conflict, but to use it rationally. Question: is it bad if I just keep silent in an attempt to avoid conflict? Answer: but this will not solve the problem. So, what is the point in having it? Question: they say that the proof that a conflict has been resolved is when both sides are satisfied. Is this is an indicator? Answer: no. This is not right. It is not known to what extent both sides understand if they are satisfied or it seems to each side that it has defeated the other. Conflict resolution is when they join together in their common solution and no one thinks that this solution is better or worse for him. Question: that is, the indicator is not the satisfaction of the two sides but rising above the conflict? Answer: it is the satisfaction of both sides with an ascent to a common new point where they are absolutely clearly connected together in the middle line. From CabTV's Management Skills, July 16, 2020. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, July 2, 2020. Question: what is not worth wasting your time on? Answer: on unnecessary things. Question: can I learn how to manage my time? Answer: yes, if you systematically assess possibilities correctly. Question: wouldn't it take too much time to learn time management? Answer: no. This goes in parallel. Question: do I need to set aside time for thoughts, to sit, to meditate? Or is it inseparably linked to actions? Answer: things like meditation are foreign to me. I can sit over Kabbalistic sources. But just sitting and meditating, I do not understand it. There must be a direction that is given to the animal body in order for it to begin to rise above itself. Question: people in love measure time one way, prison inmates in another. In youth, time passes slowly, in old age it just leaps. Why? Answer: this is a sensation. There is no such thing as time. It manifests itself only in our feelings, like this whole world in general. Question: the most beautiful woman under the brush of time turns into an old woman. Why does time destroy beauty? Answer: this is subjective. It depends on what kind of beauty you are looking at. If you live near people for a long time, you do not notice how they age. Although, of course, all this is natural. The problem is that we give certain standards to external, physical beauty and do not connect it with internal beauty. Question: what is time? How would you define it? Answer: time is the inner feeling of each of us. Question: it is said that happy people do not look at the clock. Why does time fly at an unprecedented speed for happy people? Answer: because when they get pleasure, they forget that time is transitory. If a person enjoys, he does not notice how time passes. Question: is it true that time kills love? Answer: time kills everything. Absolutely everything. If we do not renew our impressions, they disappear. Question: do you think that time changes people? Even if a person is not engaged in self-realization? Answer: yes, of course. The time factor itself changes a person. This is called changing Reshimot, spiritual information data. Question: when did time appear, and is there a place where it does not exist? Answer: time does not exist at all, except that we feel it. Question: is the time without a person? Answer: no, without a person nothing exists. Everything that exists is what a person perceives. Question: is time an absolute or relative value? Answer: it is absolutely relative. That is, only relative. Question: is it possible to teleport in time? Answer: since time as such does not exist and it is only purely our perception of the universe, life, and ourselves, then teleportation does not exist. Question: does time have secrets? Answer: I do not understand this question. What do time's secrets mean? If there is no time as such and it is purely a subjective feeling of a person, then the solution of this subjectivity is the disclosure of the secrets. Question: is it possible to stop time? Answer: no problem. If you rise above time, then you will stop it for yourself. Question: is time man's helper or his enemy? Answer: it depends on how you look at it. If you start measuring yourself relative to the time, then it is a helper. From CapTV's Management Skills, July 2nd, 2020. Woman, a mystery to men. Question: many men complain that they do not understand women. What is the most important thing a man should know about women? Answer: please them and respect them. You do not need anything else. A woman feels it very much. If you want to treat her nicely and with respect, then a woman will always be your friend. You will be able to gain her trust and build a proper relationship with her. Consider her more as a friend than a woman, and then everything will be fine. From CapTV's Kabbalah Express, September 1, 2020. Is there a wrong decision? Question: sometimes we postpone making a decision. Can this also be called a solution? Answer: sometimes this is the best solution. Question: what can prevent us from making the right decision? Answer: lack of necessary data when you clearly know what is missing. Question: what advice can you give to a person who made a wrong decision and now regrets it? Answer: not to regret it. Regretting the past is not understanding that there is a leader above you who programs all this and looks ahead. Question: do you think that if the decision was already made it cannot be a wrong one? Answer: in this case, you should think that you are not in the position of the leader, but rather in the position of a manager or even a performer. Then you will not have any problems. Remark: still, there is such a concept as a wrong decision. My comment: there is nothing wrong. You tried your best without looking ahead and faithfully solving a problem. Yet, you got what you got and you should say, the creator finishes instead of me. From CapTV's Management Skills, June 11, 2020. How are the five worlds connected to the five senses? Question: how are the five worlds connected to our five senses? Kabbalah, like any science, can have some applied meaning. How can the spiritual part Sufim be clothed in the human body? Where is the Sefirah Hochma? Where is the Sefirah Bina? Answer: the light impacts the desire according to the four phases of direct light. The successive development of the first, second, third, and fourth phases of light comes from this desire. The root phase is Keter, stage 1 Hochma, stage 2 Bina, stage 3 Zirinpin, and stage 4 Malkhut. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, they are called the four phases of direct light because Keter is considered the primordial foundation. Our five senses are in the image and likeness of the four phases. Zirinpin is also divided into six internal parts. These six parts and the four phases add up to 10 parts. This is actually the main classification in nature into five or, on a larger resolution, into 10 parts. In our world too, everything is also divided into 5 or 10 parts in accordance with the upper world. This is how the whole global system, all the worlds, parts Sufim, Sefirot, souls are classified, because this is how the upper light impacts the desire and develops it in exactly 5 stages. From KAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, November 11, 2018.